Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, some people could accuse us of being sensational. But what I found is reality is so sensational, I can't come up with words that are wild enough to describe it. Truth is stranger than fiction. But, you know, my quote on it is that reality is so sensational, I don't have words to describe it. It's beyond sensational. Reality is absolutely gripping. It's beautiful. It's ugly. It smells like roses. It smells like rotten meat. It's the highest peaks of exaltation and enlightenment, and the greatest depths of barbarism and pain and humiliation. And real civilization lies in realizing the dichotomy of humankind and reaching for the stars, reaching for that that's pure, honorable, and good. That's where I want to be. Because the closer I get to that, the more fulfilled I am. And I just, even looking back at evil and corruption, seeing it in others makes me feel pathetic and weak. And my own evil and weakness that I fall into occasionally, almost instinctively, not almost instinctively, is something I'm ashamed of. But I seek, and I think you should seek, for greater information, greater freedom, and also greater challenges. And we should build up people that stand up for good. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to give the number out about any of the news items I've raised. But I would hope callers, when I give the number out, first-time callers in this next hour, give them a chance to get involved in that a few days a week. I was just sitting here reading tweets this morning and Facebook stuff that I'd sent Watson to put in his article. And I was realizing he didn't even put the stuff about killing Romney in here, because we have an instinct to tone down stuff. In fact, most of the time I tell my writers, hey, that's more sensational than what you wrote. That's worse. It's worse than what you said in the headline. And they're like, yeah, but that's pretty sensational. Yeah, it is sensational. Because that's the real issue. Why are these Twitter people allowed to call for violence? Because, you know, Watson links to dozens of these threats. And I said, look, I want you to link to more. And he said, there's just not enough time. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that we see, thousands of them. Only this weekend, almost 1,000 skateboarders rioted because they were unable to attend a movie premiere in Hollywood because their theater only holds 600 people. Yeah, I was at the San Antonio Riverwalk, really nice down there. I love San Antonio. It's my second favorite Texas city after my beloved Austin. I was down there, you know, with family visiting museums and stuff last week. Not this weekend, but the weekend before last. And I told the story. I saw semi-riots twice, the people screaming, Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, one time, and some other rapper name I didn't know, but looked up, found it was a rapper, and just teenagers running around screaming, and older young people, you know, 20s with them, and then screaming and threats and police running by. I don't really know what happened, because the police and sirens were, you know, 200 yards down by then, and I was sitting there with my family and didn't go stick my nose in it. Probably should have, but at a certain point, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, you're eating dinner. I mean, at a certain point, you just... Rob Dew's sister was out on the hike and bike trail, and a police drone came over her. She found the cops controlling it in plain clothes, and they wouldn't even talk to her. But I guess that's what they do. They got to fly the thing. The point is, they were, like, surveilling people. It's like I ran into that highway department drone. I mean, it's just, we are not in Kansas anymore, is the point I'm getting to. Okay, I'm going to come back, get into the quotes, the threats, the rest of it. But I'm going to have Watson add to this some of the Romney threats. So I was rereading over this, and I mean, I see threats on Romney here, but I found worse ones. Because, I mean, you know what? Let's not hold back. We're going to be accused of being sensational anyways, so let's just give them all of it. People don't want to handle the truth, folks. It's sensational that tens of thousands of children after a UN polio vaccine program last year in India got paralyzed or died. But you know what? I'm going to report it because it is important. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And we are blasting into another live original hour of worldwide transmission going out on XM 166. I am your host, Alex Jones, now on over 130 AM and FM affiliates, also going out on WWCR, Global Shortwave, all those frequencies linked and listed at InfoWars.com. On the listen page, we have the free iPhone and Android apps listed there as well. The iPhone apps, 5 stars. By the way, not many have that. It's all free at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the listen section. Number one radio show, according to Alexa, Shoutcast, Google Analytics, you name it, when it comes to free audio streams and podcast, a number one talk radio show. There are some entertainment shows that are bigger when it comes to podcast. It shows that liberty is popular and liberty and freedom is gaining ground. You see, the darker it gets, the more tyranny we see unfold, our light stands out that much more when you put out the truth. Okay, I want to give the number out here in just a moment for first-time callers in this hour. If you just joined us, last hour I was covering Business Insider, Art Cashin, a close U.S. presidential election could lead to riots in the streets. He's saying that. Very respected. We've got Thomas Sowell, a syndicated columnist, author, researcher, He's coming out last week and saying, look at these quotes online and from groups calling for riots, racially motivated if something happens. He told KABC television he's predicting racially motivated riots if Obama loses, or God forbid as a contested election, it goes into a media frenzy. I mean, it's just incredible. Here's Chicago Now, riots to follow the election. Here's an Examiner story. Twitter explodes with threats of riots. That's from 5 days ago. And here's the story that's kicked this into high gear. We posted this Saturday morning. DrudgeReport.com picked it up from Infowars.com. It's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com. And the great reportage over there pointing out a bunch of Twitters and Facebooks and things saying that there'll be violence, there'll be riots, there'll be attacks. If Romney gets the White House, you might as well kill me now, because it's going to be a bleeping riot. If Romney becomes president and took away welfare, downtown Cincinnati would become a riot. If Romney takes away food stamps to Chisholm in his bit, I'm start a riot. I don't know what all that stuff means. If Romney wins, which I highly doubt, there will be a riot. And it just goes on and on and on. And I've seen threats to Romney, too. I'm going to get Paul to add to his new article out today. And it just goes on and on and on. And listen, folks, I know a big deal when I see one. Here's the Thomas Sowell video. Thomas Sowell, race riots if Obama loses. 3 minutes, 43 seconds. We played that yesterday. We'll play that again coming up at the bottom of the hour. The reason I'm covering this is I saw that article Saturday on Drudge, and I thought, yeah, those are real quotes. Let me go see if these are dummy accounts of people stirring up trouble, because some of that goes on. Trolls poses people. People poses me online saying horrible racist stuff and things. So, or they edit the show together very creatively with just audio to put it out and make it sound like I've said terrible things. So I started checking the accounts, and the accounts weren't dummies. They'd been there years in some cases with, you know, thousands of tweets, 8,000 tweets, 5,000 tweets, 20,000 tweets. Thousands of followers, Facebooks with tens of thousands of people liking it. And so I'm like, man, this looks bad. I started finding tons of it. So I called Watson up and I said, hey, you want to write an article this weekend? He said, how about Monday? He goes, I'm supposed to go take care of some stuff. And I said, yeah, I guess I could. I'll do a video. But I said, yeah, just do it Monday and go see what you find. I call him about 5:30 a.m. this morning because he's up 6 hours earlier than I, and I get up real early. Earlier and earlier is the problem getting up so early. I get up at like 5 a.m. now. I'm loving it, too, by the way. I love getting up when it's dark, seeing the sunrise every day. But side issue, I started talking to him this morning. He goes, Alex, he goes, there's thousands of them. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds that I've read myself. Threats of violence, death threats. And I go, are you checking them? He goes, yeah, these are real accounts. These are real people. You can tell a real account. They've got their videos, their family, their music, what they're into, years of it. You can tell a dummy account, you know, always set up in the last month, and it's doing nothing but trolling. You see a site's 98% not trolling, and there people are with their families. Now they're saying they want to go after Romney and burn stuff down. This is a big deal, folks. You see, the globalists said that Obama was to bring all this racial harmony together, but the Democratic Party has never been about that. Just like Professor Griff says in the Obama deception, if you know what it was about, has been about, is about, and is going to be about, then you understand. I mean, it's the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's the party of Senator Byrd. I'm not saying the Republicans are good either, but the Democrats are low down, folks, and they figured out pay people off so you can control them, so you can break down their families, so you can run eugenics against them. It's all the Margaret Sanger plan. I've had blackgenocide.org head on. Black pastor has researched it all. There's Pulitzer Prize winning books out there on it. What's his name? Something Black, who wrote the articles for the New York Times, also covered all that. I've had him on before. I forget his name. I think he won the Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. The point, he wrote about IBM, the Nazis, and all that. The Hollerith machines, all of it. The point is, I've done all the research, okay? I know what the game plan is. And I mean, look at Al Sharpton, who's got an MSNBC show, made his name stirring up riots and division. So this is all going on. And, folks, I want these communities to do well. I want everybody to live in harmony. I want freedom. The globalists want divide and conquer. And I've never seen such a buzz for this. And remember what we cover in the Obama deception. Actually, Rob Jacobson's here. I think it's towards the end of Obama deception where he talks about Odinga. The quickest way to find it is just to go through the YouTube of Obama deception. The one with 12 million views is a higher res on YouTube. There's so many versions, but the one with about 12 million views is good. And if you just scan through it, when you see Odinga, it'll say Odinga, and it'll show a map of Kenya. That's where we say it. I want to play this from 3.5 years ago if we can find it, where Webster Tarpley says that, you know, Obama, he's all about racial division or religious division. His cousin Odinga, he told him to stage riots in Kenya when the Muslims didn't win the election against the Christians. Odinga, who's Muslim, he said, we'll cause riots on Senate letterhead, Obama told him, and demand a place in the government. And they did. They created the prime ministership over there to make the Muslims stop rioting. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if the globalists want it, they'll have provocateurs go out and start it. Then opportunistic people, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, just like the L.A. riots, you could see it was a bunch of criminals in there robbing stores, that will start. And if the police stand down, you know it's staged, like Daryl Gates did in L.A. If they stand down, and again, I'm not defending the police rubber bulleting people either. They rubber bully you when you peacefully protest, and that's wrong. They rubber bullet people now under federal control to shut down the First Amendment. I think it's criminal and horrible, and my office helped with the lawyers, and Rob Deuce sued the police and had a settlement. With Pittsburgh. But we weren't happy about that, but we had to have the case law. It ended up being taxpayer money anyways. But, I mean, we know what we're talking about. We file lawsuits and win them. And it's wrong, but, I mean, what are the police going to do if people start – I mean, you see every time a big sports team wins, a bunch of turning cars over, beating people. I mean, that's the culture now across the board, this gangster culture that's across racial lines, that MTV has made the default culture for young people now. And it's meant to destroy culture, folks. It's meant to hurt people. It's so disgusting. We found the Odinga clip. Here it is. From YouTube, I believe. And then we'll play.
A couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya, and he's got a Odinga Islamic alliance to crush the Christians in Kenya. But this also reaches into Ethiopia, it reaches into Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and a whole bunch of other countries in that region. So all of Africa is a battlefield in flames between the U.S. and the Chinese, with Obama leading the charge to kick the Chinese out for geopolitical reasons.
All right, yeah, that's the right clip, but not the one I thought. I think it's in the film. I know we did interviews. I've seen the letterhead of Obama saying, cause civil unrest, they'll make you part of the government. So my point is, we'll dig that up. Guys, type in Obama's letter, Senator Obama's letter to Odinga. It's been written about. It's been in the news. I want to show people that. Because, you know, the point is, this could be the October surprise, because I haven't even gotten the biggest point here. Then I'll give the number out and go to your calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, Paul Watson gets into this in his article. I've had him add it to it. The one up at InfoWars.com. New threats to right of Obama loses election. What's the 1.6 billion bullets for? What's the army admittedly gearing up for civil unrest at a level that they've never done before? What's that for? What's all? They want an excuse to cover up the collapsing economy, the wars they want to launch, all of it. They want civil unrest. The entire military's been trained for this now. Never before has that happened. And this could be the trigger. And then America will say, okay, take my rights. I mean, just amazing that all of this is going on. So you can see all the preparations. And exposing it may back this off, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important. 800-259-9231. Your calls and a lot more coming up.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So many videos that I don't even have time to click on them all, where the police beat up totally innocent men, women, and children. And you can always tell the look on the cops. It's always wimpy-looking cops with these power trip faces on them, beating up some drunk person asleep on a park bench or something. Oh, man, I'd feel really manly if I beat up a homeless person on a park bench. That's what I do to feel really good about myself. I mean, it is, and I don't even want to get into bashing the police because it just feeds into the whole thing. Our whole society is falling apart. That's why the police are getting so bad, because they're pulling from the worst dregs of society now. And I didn't even mean to come back and get into that. I was just watching a video during the break of them. Some drunk guy fell asleep, so the guy just gets up. He does nothing. So they just keep beating him and beating him. I mean, here in Austin, they call an ambulance, so the cops come, and the guy's having a seizure, and they tell him that, and the cops order the guy to stop, like they're God, and a guy having a seizure who's blacked out is going to stop. I hear about it all the time where cops see somebody driving erratic or run off the road, and they come up, and the guy's having a diabetic seizure, and they start, stop and get out. And the person's obviously having a seizure, you know, and they taser him until they have heart attacks and die sometimes. This guy in Austin had a heart attack. And the news is like, well, maybe he should have stopped having a seizure. You can't stop having a seizure. It's just the public is so stupid now. They've got cops that don't know when someone's having a seizure on the ground. You ever see somebody have a seizure? I mean, it's violent. Foam coming out their mouth. Oh, stop. I ordered you to stop. Taser! And they kept tasering the guy. I said, stop, are you ready? Here, let's jump on him now. Until they, like, almost killed the guy. I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, things have gotten so mindless that I mentioned it last hour. We have a hemp sponsor. All the medical things, no THC in it. Different plant. People are like, how dare you promote marijuana? It's insane, ladies and gentlemen, the level. It's almost like we're a high-tech society, but we're in the Stone Age with a bunch of idiots running around with all this high-tech gadgetry. Well, it's not like that. That's what's happening. And at least people in ancient times had what you'd call street smarts, because you'd die, you know, if you didn't get yourself together. I said I'd go to your calls. Nicholas, Frank, Thad, Brian, John. But we'll do that when we go to the next segment. It's 18 minutes long. This is a short 6-minute segment here. I still haven't called Paul Watson. He's probably listening, but I'm going to have him add to the story some of the death threats I know I saw on Twitter and Facebook to Romney. And again, folks, Romney's a puppet globalist. I've said no matter who gets in, the globalist agenda is going to continue. And people are saying, how dare you say there'll be riots? You're for Romney. I'm reporting on massive buzz with people saying they're going to get violent on real Facebook and Twitter accounts. And, you know, if I said that, I would get in trouble. Why aren't they getting in trouble? I mean, I'll say this. When I saw cops in Pennsylvania under G20 control, they put them under the private G20 globalist control. They do it in every country. They beat a guy to death delivering newspapers in London at the G20 a few years ago and lied about it until the video got released. And he turned around and said, I'm delivering newspapers politely. They started beating him, and they all got in it and beat him with clubs till a family man, like 50-something years old, died. And he was just there in the city of London delivering newspapers, pulled up in his truck, delivery truck, had newspapers, cops come over, and they kill him. Then they lied about the autopsy of the family. Then the footage came out. I mean, you know, you killed a family man. You beat him to death because you wanted to show off you were tough in your Darth Vader outfits. And I watched the cops at G20 in Pittsburgh beating up women on bicycles at the college. No one was resisting them, so they went to the college the night the G20 had already ended and found college kids outside, you know, eating sandwiches and studying in the park and quarantined them and attacked them. And we got footage, and they arrested my reporter who was on a hilltop videotaping it. Then they put them out in the rain all night with bags over their heads to torture them at a military base. And did other things to people I won't mention on air. And this is what we've turned into as a country. So, yeah, I mean, under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, you have a right when cops are out of their jurisdiction, wrongfully chasing a woman on a bicycle and beating her with a billy club. You have a right to resist that. I will tell you, it's all been ruled on. It's a fact. Indiana just had to repass a law pointing that out. So I'm not here saying people should put up with out-of-control cops, but people premeditatedly saying, if I don't like how an election ends, I'm going to kill people and burn things, that's criminal. And that's organized crime, and that's racketeering, and that's conspiracy to commit violent crimes. And they're letting them do it. Why? It's a false flag in the making. We've got to stop it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For joining us. Yeah, she's got looks that kill. It's called those vaccines. Wonder why the kids look like little zombies. Wonder why their IQs are dropping. Wonder why pediatric cancer is exploding. Vaccines are right up there as one of the biggest causes. I can't help but say that pretty much every hour on the hour right now because there's such giant propaganda campaigns going on. You know, I talk to a lot of yuppies and people, and they say, yeah, Alex, a lot of this evil's going on. But you know what? You're just weird for caring about it. You're never going to change it. And stop worrying about it. That's one extreme. Another extreme is people that say, oh, you're so good for standing up against this. You're such a hero. And in between that dichotomy, you can just absolutely inform people. I'm going to get into that and then go to your calls. It's not heroic to know that vaccines are a chemical bioweapon meant to genetically re-engineer and attack our society when all the proof's there. And the globalists brag about it ad nauseum. White House science are, you name it. Bertrand Russell, the list goes on and on. Aldous Huxley, you name it. I'm going for hours. Bill Gates has said the vaccines are to reduce population. That's a quote. I can play the video again if you want to hear the audio. I mean, that's the problem. This is so out in the open. It's like them saying there are no side effects from vaccines in newspapers everywhere. And then I've got the CDC saying they can kill you, give you comas, you know, neurological disorder. It's frustrating. It is not heroic when you know they're killing and maiming innocent people to get upset about it. As a mammal, when I see babies of my species being attacked, because my ancestors were this way, it's instinctive. I get upset and get in a violent posture. And because they've designed it where you can't physically beat these people at this time, I'm using information to absolutely assault. This is an assault. I am assaulting the globalist here with the truth. I want to hurt them, I want to expose them, and I want to bring them to justice. And I am assaulting them with everything I've got. That's why I sound so angry, because let me tell you, I am angry. Jerry Sandusky only got 30 years in prison. He should have got the death penalty. People said, oh, Alice, you shouldn't talk like that. If I walked in a field house and somebody was raping a little kid, believe me, it wouldn't be premeditated, but I'd probably kill him. And that isn't talk. I'm not going to get into it, but I know how to beat somebody's brains out real fast. In fact, I do it and don't even try in seconds. Most people hold back when they get in a fight. I don't. You get in a fight with me, I try to kill you. I don't mean to start ranting. See, I start thinking about Sandusky and start, excuse me. Folks, don't try this at home. Let me just stop right there. In fact, that's all talk. I'm just that's the point is, here, ladies and gentlemen, is that people, it's not special to stand up against evil, okay? It's normal if you get your head screwed on, you'd be hopping mad and focused and angry. It's instinctive to stand up against scum because they'll run all over you if you don't. When I see other people's kids getting hurt, I think about my kids. I've psychoanalyzed why I get so upset because what comes around goes around. You let it happen to the least of them, it's going to happen to you. The greatest thing is being willing to lay your life down for somebody else. Because if you're willing to lay it down, you won't end up having to lay it down. When you're afraid to lay it down, you're going to be a slave. That's the big trick. When you're afraid to lay down your life, folks, you're going to end up getting your life taken. When you're ready to stand up for yourself, the criminals run. And sometimes you got to stand up to them. So what? Sometimes you're not going to make it home. That's okay, because that's where all the liberty comes from, is the willingness to stand up against evil and to admit there's good and evil. I said I'd go to your calls. Just, you know, it was hitting me this morning at about 5:30 a.m. as I was walking around outside listening to the coyotes howl, that, you know, it's that dichotomy of people that think you're a hero because you stand up to evil versus people that say, what are you going to do about it? Just get ahead for yourself. It's all going down anyways. Look at that attitude. When you have that attitude, so what? Just get into it. Or, try to take care of yourself. When you have that attitude and think you're getting ahead, everybody starts having it and societies implode very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. And then you've got the third group. But the general public's either, it's good to stand up against evil, or they get misdirected against evil that isn't really evil by the globalist, or they're saying, what are you going to do about it? No respect for yourself. Just, you can't change the world. Bull. I've been on air 17 years, and let me tell you, I've changed a lot of things because I've worked with our listeners. We that love liberty together have done amazing things. And I sincerely don't want people to have racial conflict. I sincerely don't want MSNBC to hype up a bunch of election results, which you know they're going to try to do, and to try to get a bunch of riots going on when it'll be used to take all of our freedoms and the systems geared up for it. And it'll allow a lot of people that are racist against black folks to demonize black people in general and others. Because you know all the inner city poor people are going to join in on this. And it's such a bad thing. New threats to right if Obama loses election. Buzz explodes across the web. And these people don't even know it's being covered in the news. They're saying this. We cannot find tweets or Facebooks where the predominantly black folks saying they're going to riot even know this is now a news issue. Because, again, only 25% of the American people in a new major study even read the news. 29% could name the vice president. 73% couldn't correctly say why we fought the Civil War. 44% were unable to define a Bill of Rights. And 6% couldn't even circle Independence Day on a calendar. And 25% don't read newspapers. That's a new big national poll out. Let me tell you, with a bunch of scientific globalists running things, that is not a recipe for a good culture. We're going to go to your calls briefly. Don't forget, I'm going to have a 48-hour continued transmission with guest host, myself, David Icke, George Norrie. The list just goes on and on. The full list is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We'd like to raise $500,000. Quite frankly, as bad as things are in this world, we have millions of listeners. If all of you, you know, gave a dollar, we'd have, you know, in a single day, $3 million. The most we've ever raised is $500,000. Sounds like a lot. One piece of satellite uplink equipment we need is about $120,000. It'll be about $60,000, $70,000 for the year to have it. Other file sharing equipment's a couple hundred thousand dollars. Now most stuff isn't on satellites. They get it off these big fiber optic systems and archive. The point is we need it. I mean, I can get the equipment and then not be able, you know, to operate if things implode or not be able to fight off any fake slap suits or, you know, any type of garbage. We need to raise $500,000. If we raised $1 million, it'd be great. And we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and others. We are funded by you buying the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters that are the best out there. 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy the books, the videos, you can get a subscription to the magazines at cost, shipping included, or buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100. That doesn't really financially support us, but it certainly gets the word out. It's the 21st century version of pamphleteering our founders did. People really pay attention. And now the magazine, the first two issues were in newsprint. Now they're coming out glossy, but we have the glossies available in bulk. Just absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to make the magazine even thicker. It's 48 pages now. We're going to make it even thicker coming up in the next issue. I mean, it is powerful, all the stuff that's covered in here. And each issue has a big color poster in the middle. Really impressive what everybody's done. But again, I'm just in love with this, and I appreciate you all making it as popular as it is. It's going to sell out soon if you want them in bulk, that issue. We even printed an extra 10,000 of the glossy, but subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day. Up until about 6 at night, our crew answers the phones, and then it goes over to the local Hastings Communication we've used for 16 years here in town. So they pretty much work for us because they know all the products and everything from talking to you for years. So 888-253-3139. You can also subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. Starting Wednesday, normally it's for subscribers to see the video feeds because we have to pay for them because so many hundreds of thousands will watch it a day. It'll bankrupt us if we don't have it subscriber-driven. But we're going to open up PrisonPlanet.tv with free video feeds and everything during the Money Bomb. You can subscribe there. Each membership is the equivalent of 6 memberships because you can use the same username, passcode, 6 people simultaneously logged on. There's a 15-day free trial as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, but we'll also have the lower-res video box for free for everybody. We'll also – maybe we should put it on Justin TV and what was that other system we were using at Bilderberg? Ustream. We had a – yeah. Yeah, but they'll turn the ads off for us is my next point. Yeah, we need to talk to the head guy that's a listener. And we'll probably listen right now and get that done. And then there's also, what else was I going to say? We had 3.5 million viewers for Bilderberg a year and a half ago. The last Bilderberg only had about a million viewers, but that's still great while we're there covering it. Very, very exciting to be able to circumvent mainstream media, have an audience bigger than Anderson Cooper each day, via Ustream and Justin TV. Go to our Justin TV channel. We've only fired up like four or five times over the years, and it had 3.5 million in a three-day period one time. Okay, that's enough from me. Again, I got a bunch of economic news and former Travis County Sheriff coming in here in the last 30 minutes or so today, Raymond Frank, great guy. But right now, let's go to your calls. And again, it's Thomas Sowell. It's Business Insider. It's Chicago Now. It's Examiner. It's not just Infowars.com pointing out all this rioting stuff. It's very, very serious, and it's so big, I can't even cover every angle of it. We see all the massive preparations. Let's go to your phone calls here. Nicholas in Pennsylvania, what's your take on all this?
I think it's a pretty hairy situation we're all facing right now. I'd like to know why you don't comment more on the battles that have been going on YouTube comment section with the fake Jews that are taking over the Internet.
The fake what?
The fake Jewish is what I would call them. Did you notice that the Internet's, your comment section seems to be monitored on YouTube?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I might have 20 minutes a day to scan comments and see what people are saying. We don't really have a lot of moderation except for calls for violence, and that's on InfoWars and Prison Planet. So we have somebody at night, somebody during the day that just looks for stuff like that because, we've been subpoenaed before and had the FBI here before over it. It's not fun. As for the obsession with trolls and bots to inject racism into everything, I talked about that earlier, how I have found accounts that I guarantee you are not black folks saying horrible things, racist things, and it's trolls who are racist trying to stir stuff up. I have seen that, but there's a lot of people who really are planning violence if Obama doesn't get elected. So a lot of that is just meant to flood the Internet. They've caught some of the liberal groups posing as white supremacists before to try to pass hate crimes laws, kind of their own false flag. But I just don't spend all day on gossip and stuff. And, every day there's someone new announcing my career is over and I've been exposed and that's the end of me. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Every day I get sent emails or see comments where I've died. Every Saturday it's a new hoax that I'm dead. And people like respond to the fact you're dead. And I one reason I've been successful is that I don't spend all my time, sitting there infighting and things. Like I don't spend any of my time. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on the air. Do you have any comments, here about just what I'd say tens of thousands? I can't even track them all. Tweets and Facebooks with people with real accounts saying they plan to riot if Mitt Romney isn't elected.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, if Obama isn't elected. Sure, go ahead.
I mean, it's ridiculous if you ask me the way the media is beefing everything up, the way the YouTube. Me and my wife are a big fan. My wife says hello also. We listen to your YouTube videos every night. We're a big fan. But I think it's ridiculous. I live over here in Streetsboro, Ohio, and you won't believe the stuff that's going on out here. The way people are talking. I go to Cleveland all the time. The things that people are saying in Cleveland on YouTube, like you said, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, why would people cause riots? Why would people? I mean, if you think about it, the message that you're putting out to us is, this could possibly put us in martial law. Everybody out here that's going to cause riots, cause problems, is going to give the government, going to give the people the permission and the reality to put us into the martial law.
Absolutely. In fact, I told Watson about videos of people calling for rioting. He didn't even put those in the article because he's so overworked. But people should send all your examples to showtips@infowars.com. And, I mean, not just tweets, there's videos. What are you hearing there in Ohio?
I'm just the same thing that's going on all over Facebook and Twitter. That it's racist if Obama doesn't get in. It's racist if they end up getting Romney in. Which personally, I don't trust either of them. But I'd rather have Romney back in. But then again, they're both.
Well, I mean, here's the deal: a record number of white people voted for Obama, and I think they voted for him because they are racist. They voted for him because they're racist and they're guilty about it. And that's what I found. Your liberals are usually your real racist. They'll act like they're not. Me, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I'm 38 years old. I'm way above this. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to bow down and say I'm bad and bow down and just I'm sick of it all. And the point is the Democrats use race-based politics. Republicans do to a certain extent as well. Yeah, that's what I hear on talk radio. That's what I hear on MSNBC. Every time I turn on MSNBC, which I monitor, I turn it on a few times a day. They got it on in the back. Different channels. We vary. All the channels. We've got like three TVs on. One in there, one in here, and one in the coffee room. One back in the reporter's area, one in this control room, one back in that coffee area. But the point is that it's just constant. It's racist if you don't support Obamacare. It's racist if you aren't for more welfare. It's racist if you don't want affirmative action. It's racist this, racist that, riot this, riot that. Anything else, sir?
I mean, I had one more, not to jump off topic or anything, but remember a couple months ago when you were doing the YouTube video about the Blackhawks that were doing the training around the city, the downtown cities everywhere.
Yeah, urban warfare.
Yes, me and my wife stepped out of our house today. The ground was literally shaking. Now, don't get me wrong, we live off the turnpike in a trailer. We came out of the house, we thought nothing of it. Wood started getting worse. Literally, our car started shaking. There were six Blackhawks, fully loaded, two people on each side with their guns drawn, flying right by a good 50 to 60 feet over our telephone pole.
Yeah, I know. It's total acclimation. And for 20 years, if you see them with guns aimed at you, you didn't see that helicopter. Even if you videotape it, you're a crazy black helicopter person, even as troops run checkpoints.
The worst drought in 50 years continues. And the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Babylon. them.
Here are some of the top headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Pat-down expert. TSA procedures are like a circus. Retired cop claims TSA pat-downs are fake purely for show. Actually, sir, of course they're fake. It's not just security theater. It is meant to train you to have your comfort space violated by government. That's admitted. And the TSA workers, they're not smart enough to know that. This is psych warfare. I'm not saying they're even in on it. The first waves of TSA were people that just wanted jobs and wanted to protect America. I've talked to a lot of them that got out of it. Some are still hanging on because they want their pensions and stuff. But a bunch of them are pervs. Earthquake disaster drill masks FEMA martial law agenda. Incredible new breaking article with Kurt Nemo. New threats to riot if Obama loses election. Very important story that we're updating with new information. Impatient eugenicists tighten the screws on Yemen. Key info. Google already manipulating search results, favoring big brands over small brands. Key information. Conservative radio host, TSA groped my bleep. One of the head editors at Breitbart reporting on that in video of them dragging her into a back room where she didn't want to go. I told you, folks, that's where it's all headed. 21 signs the economic collapse is about to go to a whole new level. I'm going to cover that after more calls in the next hour. Huge developments in Turkey. Armenia to Syria flight lands in Turkey for security check. They're forcing down more aircraft, F-16s are, and now getting the big buffer zone invasion ready. Just amazing time. Lastly, if you click on any article at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you'll see a YouTube icon. And we have PrisonPlanet.tv to see the show live, to see all my films, to see the books, so many things, and your memberships help support what we're doing. But most of what we put out within a day or so goes on YouTube channels. They've been trying to shut down our main channel lately. That's got 292,000 subscribers and 240,751,000 views. We use that as a major feeder channel. We've got over, I don't know, the last time I checked, 600 and something million on major channels the last 3 years. So that's an important outreach there. It's maybe 10% of our audience overall, but it's still very important because it hits a wider spectrum. You know, probably 5 million people a week see us on YouTube. The point is, on all the channels combined, that if you go to the right-hand side, we have links to playlist for new channels we've launched, and get this, in HD. The shows are long. There's so much of it that upload speeds, we usually put it up there in just medium res. But now that I've got more crew members, I have them put up their reports, my special reports, and other things on these new HD channels. So there's Alex Jones' HD playlist that you'll want to subscribe to. It's free. There's the Info Warrior playlist, one of our older backup channels you want to subscribe to. There's Paul Joseph Watson playlist. There's a Ja'Kari Jackson playlist, but again, these sites have all of our material on them. Rob Dew playlist, Melissa Melton playlist, David Ortiz playlist, Darren McBreen playlist, Dan Bedondi playlist, Aaron Dykes playlist, Planet InfoWars playlist, Alex's Favorites playlist, that's not one of our channels, and NBA Star Reveals a Secret, that's just some of the stuff, and we've got documentary playlist, all that. Just go sign up. There are the channels also listed, not just the playlist, but go to InfoWars.com, go to the Alex Jones channel, the official channel, and down there is a whole list of things. Subscribe to all of them. So they shut our big channel down, which they're trying to do. And some of our backups, we've got these new backups. Because, again, we're just, and by all means, take our videos, post them on your YouTube. Because they've got some type of governor on the main Alex Jones channel. People that post our videos, say one of our videos gets 50,000, you post it, you get 60,000, 70,000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.